Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.
All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show, 800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. Linda, have you heard from John Fetterman's office yet? I know you made contact with him yesterday. He called me a liar. He says that I lied about him on TV. I've offered him airtime, the full show one day if he wants to come on. John, we got the tapes of you saying all these things. Here's a couple I'll play for you just to remind you.
So just like, wait a second, what are you talking about? Like, you want to legalize heroin, and why are you talking, you know, why do you care about these things? I think it's important that we as a society have all the options on the table, including needle exchange, which is only technically legal in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, and even safe injection sites that are being considered, like, say, in Philadelphia. That's why I am proud to endorse Bernie Sanders today. And Bernie Sanders and I agree on a lot of other issues, too, that are critical to this country's future, whether it's immigration, whether it's marijuana legalization, whether it's universal pre-K or affordability for college education. We stand together as the most progressive candidates in our respective races. And it's my pleasure and privilege to stand with Bernie and to have Bernie's back.
Oh, so here we have John Fetterman, a lazy socialist trust fund brat in a hoodie, running for the Senate in Pennsylvania, and he's campaigned a whopping 11 minutes. Anyway, here to analyze this race, we have Selena Zito, Washington Examiner, national political reporter. Jeff Lord is with us, host of The Word of the Lord, which is hilarious. It's like talent on loan from God. Welcome, both of you. Selena, I'll start with you. I mean, you really broke wide open this idea. This guy's never worked a day in his life, but he tries to project this real working man, tough guy image by wearing the hoodie and showing the tattoos. But he's only campaigned 11 minutes since he won the primary because it seems like he's impaired and doesn't have the ability to campaign.
First of all, thanks for having me on. You know, one of the things politicians love to avoid in American politics is scrutiny and the scrutiny by the press. Unfortunately, for Republicans, there seems to be a lopsided parsing of what happens in races, and the scrutiny tends to be very heavy on whatever the Republican candidate has done in their past life. But for a Democrat, their lives are often glamorized, and John Fetterman has benefited from that for years. I've covered him since 2006. You know, he's from the area where I am from in western Pennsylvania. And he's always had good press because he's different, right? He's interesting. And journalists tend to sort of run to the bright, shiny light and want to write, you know, write these great big profile and think pieces on him. But, you know, there is a lot of reality in what he has accomplished as mayor of Braddock, but also, you know, how he was able to sustain his family life that has not been scrutinized. And the people, I will be really honest with you, in Western Pennsylvania, it's not Republicans for the past 13 years that have been irked by John Fetterman. It's been fellow Democrats. Because he's been given all this wonderful national attention, but they're doing sort of all the hard work and the grunt work, and he's made out to be the hero.
And by the way, the murder rate in and around Philly has gone up 60% since he's been the lieutenant governor. But I think it all comes down to what Bernie wants to do for the U.S., I want to do here in Pennsylvania. And that pretty much, you know, speaks volumes about where he stands on economic issues. He supported the recent Manchin-Schumer bill. He supported the $1.9 trillion. He supports sanctuary cities. He is pro-letting out one-third of all criminals, pro-drug legalization, including heroin, safe injection sites, as they like to call them. By the way, Selena's website is selenazito.com. Jeffrey Lord, you've been watching this guy your entire life. I mean, you're Pennsylvania through and through, and this guy has gotten a pass, probably a bigger pass from the media than Joe Biden even got.
Yeah, that's right. And thank you for having me on, Sean. And there's no one better to follow all of this than Selena. She knows her stuff backwards and forwards here. I got to tell you, sitting here in the middle of Pennsylvania, I have seen two Fetterman signs here. That's it. If there is any kind of serious ground game here, doorbell ringing and all of the rest, it's just simply not in evidence. And I think this is beginning to show up in the polls. We had, as you know, your friends, the Trafalgar Group, surveyed nearly 1,000 likely Pennsylvania voters recently and found that Dr. Oz only trails Fetterman by 48.4 to 43.5%, with the margin of error being 2.9. And, you know, when you check on, here's one of the interesting things here that it makes this race sort of out of the ordinary, and that is Fetterman's health. And we've got a call from, he is the sitting lieutenant governor. We've had a call from the chairman of the state Senate Government Affairs Committee wanting to know what his situation is regarding the governor and how he informed him of his stroke and all of this kind of thing. This has severely limited his ability to campaign and to get out there on the trail. And Dr. Oz, fortuitously, is Dr. Oz. And knows a great deal about this kind of thing, and he's got a commercial up on his website in which he talks soothingly in the tone of a doctor while he's suiting up to go for a jog about how he wishes Fetterman well and all of this, and this is a problem, but clearly makes it plain that this guy is not up to this task. And I can tell you, as I've said to Linda, early in my career, I was executive assistant and twice campaign press secretary for Senator John Hines, who was young, athletic, in good shape, and all this kind of thing. And I can tell you, having traveled across the state back and forth with him, it's exhausting work. And to be in Fetterman's health situation, this is a real problem. And President Trump is, of course, helping. I think September 3rd, he is coming to Wilkes-Barre to campaign both for Dr. Oz and Doug Mastriano, the Republican governor candidate. So, you know, come Labor Day, Sean, which is sort of the traditional kickoff thing, things are really going to ratchet up a lot.
Well, I mean, there's obviously a lot happening, but, you know, 11 minutes on the campaign trail. Let me play the 11-minute speech he gave, some of the gaffes. I mean, he's obviously struggling cognitively, you know, whether or not this is permanent. He's not allowed his doctors to talk about his condition. Nobody in the media even asked him a single question. And, you know, we're 80 days out of an election here. The people of Pennsylvania have a right to know whether or not he's healthy. They need have a right to know why he wants to legalize heroin. They have a right to know why he supports sanctuary cities. It's not working out very well in New York and D.C. right now. They have a right to know why he supports Bernie Sanders as much as he does. And the fact is he's hiding, you know, underneath his hoodie with his tattoos, projecting the image of a tough guy, and he's anything but. Let's play him for the, you know, when he did speak, this was in Erie, PA.
We could have picked any part of Pennsylvania where we're going to start the campaign trail starting. Let me tell you, 2 years ago, I was talking to the media and saying them folks, you want to know who's going to be the next president? Do you know what I said? I said, tell me one thing. Tell me who wins Erie, and you can count on us to eliminate the filibuster. Eliminate the filibuster, and let's get some stuff done for America.
Okay, Selena, we know what that stuff is. Bernie Sanders, how painful is that to listen to?
It's really uncomfortable. I have to say it's very uncomfortable. And I always question the people around the candidate when they're struggling, their decision to let them continue. As I said, I've covered him for a very long time, and that was just painful to listen to. I think there's a couple underlying factors going on in Pennsylvania that people sort of need to understand. First of all, Fetterman, I think the point he was trying to make there, that is that Erie is one of the most important counties. He's not wrong. Trump won it. Biden won it. And here's another thing. Last year, the first county executives since the 70s elected for Erie County was a Republican. This state has trended more conservative and more Republican since beginning in 2020. While Donald Trump did not win the electoral votes, the Republicans won two statewide races that they had zero money dumped into. They got the state, they not only kept the majority in the state house and the state senate, they won seats they weren't even trying to win because the voters were reacting to all the protests that year and the COVID restrictions, and they kept two congressional seats in Scott Perry and Brian Fitzpatrick in Cumberland and Bucks County in congressional races they were supposed to lose. Fast forward to last November, Republicans won in municipal races and judicial races all across the state, including in the Philadelphia color counties in those suburbs. So the state has become more conservative, and Pennsylvania voters tend to be more moderating, right? The swing voters, the independent voters. Issues such as banning fracking, where a lot of people have jobs and a lot of people's families have jobs, very good jobs, is not going to go over well. And the crime in Philadelphia has kept people from going out in Philly and having a good time with their families. Those issues have impact when people walk into the voting booth. They might not wear a sign, they might not have a sign in their yard, but they're thinking about their family, their community, their state, and the county when they walk in the voting booth.
Jeff, it's like everybody who's not noticing record high gas prices. I mean, we were paying $2 a gallon when Trump was president. Look at the position Fetterman's taken on energy. It's an $80 billion industry in Pennsylvania alone. In today's news, natural gas has jumped to $10 for the first time since 2008. These are high paying career jobs in the energy sector that if John Fetterman and his pal Bernie Sanders, comrade Bernie, have their way, it's going to wipe out these high-paying jobs and destroy Pennsylvania's economy.
That's right, Sean. And the thing is, I think in fairness to the voters of Pennsylvania, you know, it's August and it's sort of a lull and all this kind of thing. Once we get the day after Labor Day, the pace of this is going to pick up extraordinarily, and the focus on his positions, like fracking. I mean, that's 110% correct. I want to see him go into southwestern Pennsylvania and tell people there he wants their jobs. This is just not going to go over well at all.
Jeff, he's not going to go there. Quick break. We'll come back more with Selena Zito at selenazito.com and Jeff Lord, host of The Word of the Lord. Look, these are tough economic times. Yes, we are in a recession. Yes, the average couple because of Biden inflation, is paying an extra $6,800 for goods and the things they purchase because of the Biden economic and energy policy. So you got to save money wherever you can. And that's why Pure Talk is so critical. Average families saving close to $1,000 a year. Many families are saving even much more than that. And by the way, you get the exact same cell towers, exact same 5G network. You get the same number of bars on your phone. You keep your phone. You keep your phone number as the big carriers like AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile, except you're paying about half for the exact same service. This is real money in your pocket. And if you take out your phone, dial #250, say the keyword save now, right now, they'll even give you your first month absolutely free just for making the switch. Takes less than 10 minutes to switch over. #250, keyword save now from our friends at Pure Talk. Quick break, right back. We'll continue your call straight ahead.
Bad for America. CBS TV edits the news like nobody else. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
And as we continue, Selena Zito is with us. You can read her writings all about Pennsylvania politics, selenazito.com. Jeff Lord is with us, his podcast, The Word of the Lord. I was shocked when I read this guy, daddy pays for school, or maybe he took out a student loan, but I don't see any income. Has he ever had a real job in his life? Has anybody ever been able to ascertain that?
No, not that I am aware of that he's had.
Selena, has he ever had a real job except being a spoiled trust fund brat in a hoodie with tattoos?
His first paying job was lieutenant governor, which he took office in 2019.
And how old was he then, 49 or 50?
50.
So, and his sister, he buys a house from his sister for a dollar. And then he dares talk about Dr. Oz, who's taping 10 shows a day, you know, actually earning money and buying house like everybody in Pennsylvania has to buy their own house. And he's the common man when he's a trust fund brat with a hoodie. Mr. Tough Guy, really?
He has made, I think, a major mistake in, of all things, taking you on. I mean, if there's anybody he shouldn't get involved in this race, it would be you.
Oh, no. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to show up at his events. When he starts going out on the campaign trail, I'm going to be there.
Yes. So
if he won't come to us, we'll go to him and try and debate him one on one.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. And this is just going to call attention to all of his positions. I mean, I suspect there may not, outside of people in the industry, there may not be a lot of people who know about his position on fracking, for example. But they'll find out.
Well, they're going to find out. And Nas will do the heavy lifting, too, because he's already been to, you know, counties, you know, not once, but in many cases twice
he
and three
out
times.
Here doing
he's out and about.
I mean, every time
right,
I turn I gotta, around, he's in this area which he needs to carry.
Jeff Lord, host of The Word of the Lord, and Selena Zito at selenazito.com. Thank you both for being with us. We really appreciate it. We'll stay on this. When we come back, we'll get to your calls. 800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the program.
Get your dose of independence and liberty every weekday right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
I'm 25 till the top of the hour. I will tell you the story I'm angriest about today, and I'm angry over a lot of things because we are destroying this country, the fabric of this country, on levels you can't imagine. Now, over the years, there's been many stories about diplomatic immunity. And I've been one of these people saying forever, why are we bearing the brunt of the cost for the United Nations that often is hostile to us, you know, virulently anti-American, virulently anti-Semitic at times? Why are we funding the majority of this? Why do people that live in New York City have to travel 1 mile an hour because of all the traffic and all the considerations of all these prestigious leaders from all over the world? Now, and they would park anywhere, they'd break any law, but because of diplomatic immunity, they'd get away with everything. And as I mentioned earlier, you have a UN diplomat accused of raping one of his neighbors in Upper Manhattan over the weekend. NYPD cops arrest him, but then are forced to release him because of diplomatic immunity. How do we let that happen? And by the way, according to New York's no bail laws, you still would have probably let the guy go free anyway. Anyway, he was arrested on Sunday, allegedly sexually assaulting this woman, and swiftly released without even being charged. How does this happen? What has happened to simple, basic common sense? You know, why are home buyers in Washington, D.C. now going to get $200,000 to incentivize them to buy a home and help with their mortgage payments, their down payment for their mortgage? And, you know, for example, I know people that couldn't buy a home because they wanted to borrow money from a relative or their mom or their dad or somebody that was willing to, you know, spot them whatever money they needed for the down payment. Most loan people won't give you a loan under those circumstances. So now we're going to give, literally, D.C. residents can receive through their home purchase assistance program. They're going to raise $202,000, a massive increase. They've been giving people, unbeknownst to me, $80,000 through the program to buy homes. And those eligible can also receive funds to help purchasing single family homes, condominiums, cooperatives, and also they'll get help paying their monthly mortgage. Why are we pay? Why does everyone else have to pay their mortgage? Free mortgages, free housing. You cannot make this up, but that's exactly what has happened. You know, we can't put this guy in jail and charge him if the evidence proves this guy's guilty of raping an innocent American woman. Why don't we put him in jail for the rest of his life? Just simple, basic common sense. You know, we have a crime pact that Sweet Baby James gives me every day. We got another video, another knockout video, sucker punch video, a guy hitting a stranger from behind, this time at the a mall in Brooklyn, or known as the King's Plaza Mall. You know, guy approaches him from behind. Suspect reaches around, bashes the victim on the side of his face. The guy has no idea this is coming, sending the guy crashing to the floor. The victim is motionless. You know, onlookers are stunned. It causes serious physical injury. What is this, the new joke of these criminals, of these gangsters? And how many of these people have rap sheets a mile long? Almost, we find out in the end, almost every one of them. It's unbelievable. Out in California, the great Governor Newsom, and he seems to be their lead candidate for president in 2024. He now has vetoed a bill to allow supervised drug use in California cities. He vetoed legislation that would have allowed people in three of California's largest cities on a trial basis to use illegal drugs under medical supervision, a division and politically risky strategy. And anyway, in rejecting the measure, Newsom expressed concern about what he called the unintended consequences of allowing an unlimited number of supervised consumption sites without additional safeguards. So I guess he wants more safeguards. It was a perilous decision for him because he's in a spot. He knows he is. This was a let me be careful here because I want to run for president decision. That's all this was. Woman writes an article on FoxNews.com, and then we'll get to the calls. She says, my husband, Captain David Dorn, remember him? This guy served 40 years. I've interviewed this woman. She's an amazing woman. Anyway, and she says, with her husband being murdered in the 2020 riots, his killer had help dividing America. And what she's saying is, why aren't we looking into all of those crimes against police, all of those murdered people in the summer of 2020? All of those businesses burned to the ground. All right, let's say hi. Let's stay in Pennsylvania. Terry is standing by. Terry, hi. How are you? Glad you called.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm from southwestern Pennsylvania most of my life, and I grew up in what they call the Mon Valley. The actual place I grew up was Homestead, which is about 3 to 4 miles from Braddock. And I've known Braddock well for a long time. Growing up, it was a decent area, but after the mills closed down, it got worse and worse. And during the time Fetterman was mayor, nothing improved. It's a scary place to be. Houses are either bombed out or vacant lots. Businesses.
That's
are
what. By the way, it only had a population of around 2,000, maybe a little more, and the population went down significantly. Crime went up significantly, and he's even on tape admitting he chased this poor African American that was out jogging, minding his own business down the street. He shows up and put a shotgun in this guy's face, and said, "I probably broke the law." You think? And he got away with that.
Surprise me. Does not surprise me with that town, how bad it was. I taught a little bit in that town just as a substitute because my main job was across the river in Duquesne, PA, but it was just across the river. And we got students that would come to our school from, you know, the Woodland Hills district because of all the problems over there. Nothing improved when he was there. A very good friend of mine who passed away, she was in her 90s. She had to abandon her home because she couldn't sell it when she moved into a old age high rise.
Do you know this idiot advocated a guy kills an innocent person over money for heroin, cold-blooded murder, and he wants to release them. He wants to open up the jails in Pennsylvania and let out at least a third of convicted inmates. It's kind of hard to get anybody in jail today because of liberalism and socialism and defund and dismantle and no bail laws. And he wants to let those people out of jail. He wants to end fracking so people can't work. I know he's used to not working. And he tries to project this image as a tough guy. So I'm saying, tough guy, put on your hoodie, bring your tattoos, show up like a man, and let's debate your positions that are to the left of Bernie Sanders. And so far, this gutless senatorial candidate won't pick up a phone and call us. Why is that?
I would love to see you debate him. The whole Mon Valley has gone downhill, but Braddock is probably one of the worst. I'm now down in southwestern Pennsylvania. I'm in the heart of frack company country.
Country. By the way, let me interrupt you. What are those frackers making a year? What are the people working in the fracking industry averaging a year in terms of salary?
I have no idea, but I know one of my neighbors' income went up significantly when the fracking opened in this region. We were getting an income, you know, monthly check because they're under my property. Everybody yells and screams about how bad it is. You show me one thing that proves that fracking is bad.
Well, you have a choice.
Region.
Dr. Oz supports fracking, and Fetterman wants a moratorium on it. So Pennsylvania, if you want to keep your $80 billion economic boom going, because that's what it's worth annually to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, vote for Dr. Oz. And this spoiled trust fund brat, he never worked a day in his life. He's a spoiled brat that tries to act like a tough guy, and I'm calling him out on it.
I wish you would be able to have that one-on-one on with him, because I would love to hear that. I would love to hear, you know, what his defense, if any, could be with the points you're making and the facts that you're coming up with and the way you're not even in Pennsylvania, the way you're supporting our state with your message.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, I want the whole country, I want America to be energy dominant. And a big part of that equation are states like Ohio and states like Pennsylvania. And it could be states like New York, except they're really stupid in New York. If Lee Zeldin became the governor, I think things would change there. Anyway, appreciate the call, Terry. I love the hardworking folks of PA. I mean, a lot of working families, hardworking Americans, people that know what it's like to get up every day, put in their 10, 12, 14, 16 hours. Those are the people that John Fetterman can't relate to, even though he tries to look the part. The tattoos and the hoodie don't translate into actual work like the rest of us. Quick break, right back. Straight to the phones we go. 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. Missouri senatorial candidate Eric Schmidt at the top of the hour. Listen, I want to talk about my favorite college, Hillsdale College. You're going to love this. Look, I know if I ask you the question, would you ever turn down $1 million? Linda, would you ever turn down $1 million? Here's $1 million. Would you turn it down?
I would not.
Okay. But there's only one thing I ask in exchange. You have to compromise your principles and abandon your independence. Does that now change your decision?
It would definitely change my decision, big time.
Okay. Well, that's the difference with between Hillsdale College and so many other colleges. Hillsdale refuses to take one penny of taxpayer money, not even indirectly in the form of federal student grants and loans, but saying no to government money, that means Hillsdale can remain genuinely independent, free from corrupting federal mandates, and more importantly, free to pursue their original 1844 mission, which is to pursue truth and defend liberty. Hillsdale has over 1,500 undergraduate and graduate students on its main campus in Michigan, their satellite campus in Washington, D.C. In addition, over 3 million of us have enrolled in Hillsdale's free online courses. If you haven't tried them, you need to. They will expand your intellect in ways you never imagined. Don't forget, you can get their free monthly speech digest called Imprimis. All you have to do is go to this website. We set it up for you. It's simple. It's seanforhillsdale.com, SEANFORHillsdale.com. And you're going to love all these classes for free, Imprimis for free, and everything else is about expanding your knowledge base so you can make even better decisions in life.
The Sean Hannity Show is up next. Hang on for Sean's conservative solutions.
All right, back to our phones we go. Chad is in Missouri. Chad, glad you called. We have your senatorial candidate, Eric Schmidt, coming up in a few minutes. How are you?
I'm doing good, sir. I'm a local pastor in St. Louis, and here's the problem I have with, I'm not against pastors in any way for a pastor because I am one, but we have a lot of weak pastors because here's the thing. We have a platform that we need to speak to our people and not politically speak to our people, but call our people to a place that they get out and vote. Because the problem is we, every Sunday morning, these people show up. Every Sunday morning, we have a platform that we have to tell the truth. So here's where pastors are sinning, okay? Because the Bible says that to know to do good and not to do it is a sin. And it also says faith without works is dead. So we have a lot of pastors that are afraid to say something because here's the catch. My daddy used to say this, people vote with their feet and their dollars. And when a pastor gets up and he says something that somebody don't like, they walk out of their church and they take their money. So a lot of these pastors are no different than political people that don't want to uproar because they're afraid their dollar is going to walk out the door. But the problem is that we have a responsibility to tell the truth. And I'm not talking about getting up in the pulpit and telling people how to vote. I'm talking about people like Jesus said that we're going to go across the river, the lake, and the mighty storm came. The storm came, but it never woke Jesus up off the pillow. What woke him up off the pillow?
Let me give you some advice. Pastor, I love what you're saying. Faith without works is dead. You're right. If you know better, you need to speak up. You know what? Right. And that goes for the country, too. That goes for politics. If you know what the direction of this country is heading down, we're in a downward spiral and it's headed in the wrong direction. You need to step up and stop the bleeding, stop the boat from taking on water, plug up the hole, and then we can ditch out and bail out the rest of the water and save the country that has given us all so much. I agree with you, Pastor. Everybody needs to roll up their sleeves, get to work, get engaged, and fight for principles that they believe in. I agree with you.
Right. 100%. And that's what it's going to take is pastors getting a backbone and getting up and saying, look, this might not be popular, but this is what we got to do. And just tell the truth. And that if you'll preach the Bible, we'll get out of this. We'll stop the bleeding because it tells us how we should be running this country and how we should be as pastors.
Well, Pastor, pray for the country, especially pray for the people in this country because they deserve better leadership than they currently have. Pray that their eyes get open. Pray that they understand it's not about Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, but it's about simple common sense. Lowering taxes is just smart. We're already overtaxed. We're not undertaxed. Eliminating burdensome regulation, that's simple. Having law and order and safety and security in every town, every city, that's common sense. having education that focuses on reading, writing, math, science, history, and computers, that makes sense. You ought not circumvent parental values. Securing our border makes sense. Energy independence makes sense. Peace through strength, understanding evil exists in this world, makes sense. And if America can't unite behind those principles, then we're going to lose the greatest country God ever gave man, Pastor. And I pray that never happens. Anyway, I appreciate you calling in. Thanks for checking in with us. 800-941-SEAN is our number.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.